So we have some time. We can tell some stories about Bhubaneswar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what is so important about this place? What is so important about Jagannath Puri? I wonder if we could have two or three volunteers. You stand up. I'd like to know from you, a few volunteers. I'd like you to stand up. I want to know. I'm doing so much talking. I'm a big talker. I'm doing so much talking. And you're all listening. Now I want to listen to a few of you. Just one or two or three. Please stand up. I'd like to know some reasons why you're coming on this parikrama. Maybe you want to get Swayam Bhagavan Prabhu's association. Or whatever reason is, I'd like to know, why are you coming here? Is anyone brave enough to stand up and say something, please? If you don't stand up, then I'm going to ask Swayam Bhagavan Prabhu to call on people. Anybody like to volunteer? Please call on someone. You can give him the microphone. See, just very quickly, please tell me your name and why you're coming here. What do you want to get out of this yatra?
My name is Manish Yadav.
Manish,
yes. Actually, I want to visit Jagannath Temple, Jagannath Puri Temple.
Uh-huh.
From my childhood, I was very much, I used to see the pictures, and actually I went to visit it during the yatra, but I did not get chance in time. So this time our yatra was arranged, means this yatra, so I wanted to watch Jagannath ji personally, so I visited.
Very nice. Thank you, Prabhu. Does anybody else like to volunteer?
Hare Krishna, my name is Gaurav.
Gaurav.
G-A-U-R-A-V. G-A-U-R-A-V. So, Prabhuji told that coming to Jagannath Puri, we'll get the feeling of separation from Lord. So we came here to get that feeling. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Gaurav. Very nice. Anybody else like to say anything? Prabhuji? Give him the microphone.
Hare Krishna. My name is Rahul Yadav.
Rahul Yadav.
First thing is that
Rahul. R-A-H-U-L.
Please, I'm doing some operad. Please forgive
me,
Rahul.
Question that to the name of the name. First thing is that Jagannath means Jagannath Puri. Jagannath is the Lord of the world. So first thing is I have to see that only, the, what is the Lord and what is the activities performed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Spain is most of the time in Jagannath Puri, when I was associating with the devotees, and just see them and visit the places and live with the places in the heart. And make the point that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays here, and all these things are mentioned, and so many pastimes, Madhuri Puri's pastimes over there, Madhuri Puri came here in Jagannath Puri, and so many pandas and so many dresses, Jagannath, where so many days, there are so many pastimes of Jagannath, personal pastimes of Jagannath Prabhu, some internal associates of Jagannath also, to who have performed the pastimes also. I just want to know that by coming here, and the most important thing is Mahaprasad of Jagannath.
Very good.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to volunteer? Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I am Gopal Anandas. I visited in the year 2000 the Jagannath Puri, but that time I could not able to, that's the first visit for the Jagannath Puri. I could not able to see different places, but then I heard so many times about the pastimes of Jagannath and personally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So I was very fascinated to see again the place of Gambhir especially, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu done so many pastimes, and then Haridas Thakur's place where he chanted his rounds 3 lakh times. So these are all the personally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, you know, where we can experience the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So I would like to get the mercy of Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that I can continue my devotional service. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. So, I feel like I'm standing on the edge of an ocean and I don't know exactly which way to turn. I feel some obligation that I want to say something to you about Jagannath Puri. And first of all, we want to say something about Bhubaneswar. But before we do that, I want to raise a few questions. And there's a purpose to this because I'd like to give all of you something to think about when you're going to Jagannath Puri. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to this place? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He's Krishna. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kiddriso Vanaya Vaswad Yogin Adbhutta Madhuri Makiddriso Vamadiyaha Sokyam Chashamanana Bhavati Kiddrisam Vetti Lobhat Tadbhavaja Samajani Sapchi Garbha Sindhu Harindu. Kaviraj Goswami in Adi Leela chapter 1 text 6 gives this verse, a very, very important verse, which describes the three internal reasons. The antaranga karan, the internal reasons for Gaura avatar. First of all, he wanted to know what is the pranaya mahima, the glory of Radhika's love. Sokyam chashamanana bhavati kiddrisam. He wanted to know what is it, what happiness is Radhika get from this? Huh? And he wanted to know what is it that she sees in me that's so special about me. So this is the purpose of Krishna's coming as Mahaprabhu. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says these three purposes were fulfilled in Jagannath Puri, not in Vrindavan, and not in Navadvip. Why? What does it mean? Why couldn't he fulfill his three desires in Vrindavan? And why is it? We read in Chaitanya Charitamrita the ecstasies that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced in Jagannath Puri are so chamatkar, so amazing. We've never heard of ecstasies like that in Navadvipa or even in Vrindavan. You go inside the Jagannath Mandir and you see the Garuda Stambha where the beloved son of Mother Sachi used to stand to have darshan of Jagannath. And you'll see to this day in that stambha, melted in that stone, three fingerprints where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melted this stone. And you'll see a small shrine where his footprints, which were originally by that Garuda Stambha, but they've since moved them, were his footprints where he melted the stone. And you'll take them to Alarnath, Brahmagiri?
Yes, sir.
I suggest you go very early in the morning.
Okay.
If you go about 6 o'clock in the morning, okay, then the pandas won't attack you. They won't be there. Otherwise, they're very troublesome. And you'll go to Brahmagiri, Alarnath. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is spelled Alarnath. But actually, the local name is Alarnath. He's the Lord of the Alwars, Alarnath. Uh-huh. And you'll see in Alarnath a very amazing thing. A stone with the entire body imprint of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where he melted the whole stone. We've never heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melted the stone in Navadvip or in South India or even in Vrindavan. Why did he melt the stone in Jagannath Puri? We hear at the time of Ratha Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing so ecstatically in front of Jagannath. Tears were coming from his eyes like water from a syringe. It was shooting out. And all the devotees were getting drenched and wet. And sometimes blood was coming from his skin. And sometimes it looked like there were kadamba flowers underneath of his skin. It was erupting. We never heard this in Vrindavan or in Mayapur. On one occasion,
the son of Mother Sachi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested a very wonderful form in front of the Jagannath temple, and his arms and legs shrunk into his body like a pumpkin. And Kaviraj Goswami uses the phrase, Kurma Roop, like a turtle. We've never heard of such ecstasy anywhere else. Read Chaitanya Charitamrita, read Chaitanya Bhagavat. You won't find such descriptions in other places. And sometimes he would fall unconscious and the limbs of his body would become elongated and the joints would separate. Very, very frightening thing for the devotees to see. We don't hear about ecstasies like this in Navadvipa or even in Vrindavan. What is the nature of this dham? This Jagannath Puri dham is a very, very sacred, very special place. In Skanda Purana, the second section, second canto, chapter 4, text 76, it states, Rahasyam etat paramam Vishnu stanamanutamam. This place, stanamanutanam, it's a very excellent place, anutamam, but it's rahasyam etam paramam Vishnu. It's a most excellent, most topmost abode of Lord Vishnu, of the Lord, but it's rahasyam. It's a very, very confidential place. This is Jagannath Puri Dham. It's also known as Sri Ketra. It's also known as Gupta Dham, a very deep place. It's also known as Durlabha Ketra, a place which is very difficult to enter into. And so many different people see it in so many different ways. I'd like to read a little something to you about the glories of Jagannath Puri Dham. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he describes in his Chaitanya Bhagavan. Sistanera Kabave Yojana Dashabhumi Kahate Bashaye Jata Janta Kita Samare Dekhaye Chatu Bhuji Chatu Bhuja Deva Gamae Uvana Mangala Kori Kahi Jai Sai. At this place, the Sri Ketra, it's 80 miles in size. And he says that the devatas, they see that in this place, everyone here, even Kita Krini, even the insects, even the worms, they all have Chaturbhuj Murti, four-armed forms. This place, Bhuvana Mangala Kori Kahi Jaistani, this place is very, very sacred. It's auspicious. Nidrate o jaystane samari pala hoi Sayane pranava pala chata hoi. Now this is a very mysterious thing which we finally answered. Some of you may have wondered why it is that Balaram Avatar Prabhu, why he left Chaupati, why he left Vrindavan, has come and stayed here. This verse gives an answer? Yes? It's said that anyone in this place who sleeps, then they get the benefit of being in samadhi. So tomorrow morning when Swayam Bhagavan Prabhu comes, hey, Prabhuji, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, what are you still sleeping? Titta Prabhu, I'm in samadhi. I find many devotees, they like this dham very much. And it's said that anyone here who lays down, then they get the benefit of doing pranams. Prabhu, I am in samadhi offering obeisances. Don't bother me.
दक्षिणे फला पाया करेले रमाना चामचा जटा होया आमारा शरणा.
Anyone who walks in this place, they get the benefit of circumambulating all the holy places. And anyone who talks in this place, they get the benefit of offering prayers to the Lord. So if you're staying in some guest house, and there's some Bengali tourists who are staying in the next room and they're being very loud at night and talking, don't complain. They're offering prayers. You should see like that. This is such a very, very sacred place. Huh? And if you're going to the market and you smell something bad, don't think anything ill.
Ina se ke tera ati prava rani mala Matshe khaile o paya kavishyera pala.
This place is such a very pure and glorious place. When you're walking, oh, very bad smell. They're eating some fish. Some of the people in Jagannath Puri, they like to eat fish. But Chaitanya Bhagavat says that if someone eats fish in this place, matsya khaye, then opaya havishya phala, they get the benefit of eating havishya. Havishya is some grains grown in a very pure way, which are mixed with ghee, and set out to soak in the sun, and they become very pure and fit for sacrifice. There's no sin in them. But that doesn't include you. So you can't go to Swayam Bhagavan Prabhu Prabhuji. I had a little fish dinner today. It's okay because Chaitanya Bhagavan is Madhavananda said in the lecture I did. No, you can't do that, huh? Because if you do that thing, then nambuli pap buddhi, you'll get some nam aparad. You'll get worse than pap. You'll do some offense. This applies for all those Bideshi tourists and all those Bengali tourists and other people who don't know and who are not taking shelter of Krishna nam. So a question arises again here. Everybody here has four arms. Now, I'd like to take a poll. I don't know all of you so well. Please raise your hand. How many of you would like to have four arms? Now think about it. It's very useful for playing mridanga. If you're a student, you can do twice as much homework. Very, very good. How many? Raise your hand. How many would like four arms? There's a few. That's very good. You're being very honest. A very nice thing. But why only a few? Why not the rest? Why doesn't everybody want four arms? Because we know that Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't really want four arms. It's okay, Prabhuji, you can have four arms. But don't feel bad. Rupa Goswami, he is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Siddhanta Tvastra Vedeti Sri Sukrishna Swarupayaha Rasanok Krishna Te Krishna Rasanesa Rasastitihi. In terms of Siddhanta, Siddhanta Tvastra Vedeti, there's no difference between Sri Isha, the Lord of Lakshmi Devi, Lord Narayan, Chaturbhuj Narayan, and Krishna. There's no difference. But Rasanat Krishyate Krishna Rasamesa Rasastitihi. In terms of rasa, we like two arms. We like to think of Krishna in that way. With two-handed form. With a very, very sweet form. So we don't want four arms. So maybe you should all tell Swayam Bhagavan Prabhu, I want to go back now. Give me a return ticket. I'm not going to go any further. Does anyone want to go back? But if you go to Puri, you may get four arms. Prabhuji will like. Even the insects, even the they have seven legs or six legs, but in Puri they have four. You can't see, but they have four. And even the demigods are singing. So we don't want that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also didn't want that. So then why did he go there? And why are all of us going there? Huh? So we've heard some nice comments, huh? From Manish Prabhu, huh? He wants to see Jagannath there, and Gaurav Prabhu, he wants to feel something of separation. This is very good, this is a nice comment. You know something about Jagannath Puri Dham, the place of separation. And Rahul Prabhu, he was saying that he wants to see Lord Jagannath and the place is associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially he wants to take Mahaprasad. That's okay. These three dhams are the most special dhams for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Vrindavan Dham, Navadvip Dham, and Jagannath Puri Dham. Each one of them has a special quality. Vrindavan Dham is known as Madhurja Dham. It's a place of sweetness. And in Vrindavan, there's something that has a very special quality. You may go, and many pandas will tell you, hey, come. This is the place where Krishna did his Vastaharana Leela. I know of at least three places where they tell you like that. And there are long distance between them. So you don't really know. And every place almost they tell you, Brajanath, he installed these deities. You should give some nice bakshish, nice dakshina here in this place. You don't really know. Only three things we're sure about in Braj. Jamuna Ji, we're sure, that's Jamuna. We're sure about Giriraj. And we're sure about the Braj Duli, the dust of Braj. So that Braj Duli, that's a special quality of that dham. Krishna put his footprints there. And Navadvip has a very special quality. And Navadvip, the special quality is kirtan. There's also kirtan in Vrindavan and also kirtan in Jagannath Puri. But kirtan in Navadvip is very special. That's the place of kirtan. There's also Duli in Navadvip. But kirtan in Navadvip is very special. And Jagannath Puri Dham, one of the names of this place is Anaketra. It's a place of prasadam. So Rahul Prabhu is getting in the right mood. This is a place where you can eat your way back to Godhead. And the pandas are very proud here in this place. They'll tell you, yes, you can have prasadam in Vrindavan, you can have prasadam in Navadvip, but you won't get Mahaprasad. They tell you. Only in Jagannath Puri can you have Mahaprasad. What does it mean? Come on. Prasadam, we cook something, we put it in front of the Lord, you please eat this, and then we take especially we like pizza, right? That's prasadam. Huh? But in Jagannath Puri, it's a little different. And you'll see when you go there, if you go to Bemtapur, near to Alarnath, the village of Ramananda Roy, Sikhi Mahiti and Madhavi Devi, that's where they make the clay pots traditionally that they use for cooking for Jagannath. And they have such an elaborate system. They only use certain vegetables, which are mentioned in the Madhula Panji. They only cook certain things that Jagannath likes. And only certain people cook. Only certain families. Other people are not allowed to cook. And when they go to cook in the morning, they do some jagya every morning. The Lord Nisringadev, and they take that fire. They only take water from certain wells. They only use certain kinds of pots. They only use certain kinds of firewood. When they cook for Lord Jagannath, it's a very special thing. They offer it to Jagannath, and then that bhoga becomes prasad, not Mahaprasad, prasad. And then afterwards, they take and they offer it to Goddess Bhimal Devi. Have you heard the word Bhimal before, the name Bhimal? Have you heard of Bhimal Prasad? Srila Bhimal Prasad Datta, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, his birthplace is there, and his father, Thakur Bhaktivinod, named him after Goddess Bhimal Devi. That, when they offer that prasadam to her, afterwards it becomes Mahaprasad. So they have some abhiman about that. And you'll see in this place, they have more of a culture of Mahaprasad than any place else you'll find. Here in this place, once Sachinandan Maharaj, he told me a nice story, that he was invited to have prasadam with the king of Puri. Very nice man, Raja Purushottam Divya Singh Dev. And he sat down, and there was many other Brahmins and senior people there. And Maharaj, when he sat down, he took off his chadar and he put it down. He sat down there. And they brought plates for everyone. They served prasadam. And they said some prayer. And then everyone just sat there, looking at each other. And Maharaj was very careful, because you know, when you're in a place like that, especially with the king, the poor, you want to observe some proper etiquette. So he was also just sitting. A long time is going by, nobody's doing it, they're all looking at him. Finally he leaned over to the king and he said, "Is everything okay?" And the king, he told him, he said, "You please don't mind. But everyone's just waiting for you to get off of your asan. Because in Jagannath Puri, when they take Mahaprasad, everyone sits on the ground. If Indra, the lord of the demigods, comes to take Jagannath Prasad, he sits on the ground. If some Yavana Malecha who's suffering from leprosy comes, he sits on the ground next to Indra. Everyone sits on the ground. Before Jagannath Prasad, everyone is equal." So this place, they have such a culture of Mahaprasad, and we could tell you many, many stories and etiquettes and things they have about Mahaprasad. That's a whole other thing. We want to say something about Bhubaneswar Dham. And why is this place? Why are we coming here? Why did Srila Prabhupada build a temple here? What is the necessity? Why not build a temple in Jagannath Puri? One of the names of Bhubaneswar Dham is Vaishnav Khetra. This is a place of Mahadev Lord Shiva. This place is given by Krishna to Lord Shiva. We know from the Bhagavatam that Kashi Raj, the king of Kashi, he once became envious of Krishna and the Dwarkavasis. And he had the Brahmins do a terrible yajna. And he created a very fearsome creature from the fire who was sent to Dwarka to destroy everyone. And he got there, and Krishna and Balaram were playing chess. And all the Dwarkavasis became very frightened. They all came running, "Krishna, Krishna, this terrible thing is going on." Krishna is playing chess. He didn't look up. He said, "Anyway, no problem." He let loose his Sudarshan Chakra. He said, "Sudarshan, you take care of this." He kept playing chess. So then Sudarshan started going after that demon. And the demon saw the Sudarshan Chakra. He said, "Uh-oh, this is very bad." So he went back. Now, when you do some tantric yajna, and to hurt someone else, if that yajna, if it doesn't work, if that person can't be harmed, then you'll become harmed, because someone has to be harmed. So that demon went back and he destroyed Kashi. And the Sudarshan Chakra followed him and also started destroying Kashi. And then Krishna went there and started fighting with the inhabitants of Kashi. And the son of Kashi Raj was killed. The son called for Lord Shiva, "Mahadev, we need you. You promised you would help us if we need. Now we have someone very powerful to fight against. Will you please come?" So Lord Shiva said, "Yes, I'm here. I'm ready to fight." And he went out to fight. And then he saw who he had to fight with. Krishna. Uh-oh. "But I made a promise. What can I do?" So he was fighting with Krishna. And Krishna defeated him. Of course. And then Mahadev, he begged forgiveness. "Please, please forgive me. Please. I take shelter at your lotus feet." And Krishna said, Hey Baba, you're not different from me. You're like my second body. I never consider any offense from you. You're my very dear devotee. Is there anything that you want?" And Lord Shiva, then he told him, "Well, there's really nothing that I need, but I have one problem now. I have no place to live because you just destroyed my city of Kashi. I have nowhere to go." Krishna said, "Oh, then I'll give you my place. You can come and stay in my house, my personal place." And he sent him to Sri Khetra. He said, "You'll be the guardian to Jagannath Puri Dham." And so he came here and he told him that you'll stay in a place known as Ekambakanan, the place of one mango tree. And Lord Shiva told him, "Oh my Lord, thank you very much, that's very nice. But I'm still not happy. Because I don't want to go anywhere where you're not found." And then Krishna told him, "Dire dire, Don't worry. There, on the eastern bank, the Bindu Sarovar, I'll stay in my form as Ananta Vasudev, and I'll give you darshan. So Mahadev was very happy. This deity of Ananta Vasudev, he's mentioned very elaborately in the Brahma Purana. And there's a very wonderful story told about this deity. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mentions also this deity in his elaborate purport to Chaitanya Bhagavat. And he says that this deity of Ananta Vasudev, if you're doing Bhuvaneshwar Parikrama, this is where you begin with Bhuvaneshwar Parikrama. You begin with Ananta Vasudev. So these deities, three deities actually, Ananta Vasudev Subhadra, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, in a human-like form, we may say. These deities were originally made by Vishvakarma for Lord Brahma. He called for Vishvakarma. I want you to make some deities. Just like Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra, when they visited Kurukshetra, I'd like deities made like that. So Vishvakarma did that. And one day, Indra came to visit Lord Brahma. And he saw those deities. Oh, oh. And he said, oh, Pitamaha, these are very nice deities. Could I have them? And Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma said, yes, why not? So he gave those deities to Indra. And Indra worshipped him for some time. And Brahma Purana says that from those worship, he got the strength to kill Vritasura and so many other demons. And he was worshipping them in Amaravati until one day when Ravan came there with all of his armies. And they attacked the abode of Indra. And Meghanada, his son, defeated Indra and became known as Indrajit after that. And then they began to steal everything that they found there in the heavenly abode. They took valuable jewelry and gold and wealth and different statues and things. And they saw these deities. And Ravan thought, yeah, why not? He threw them in the back of his chariot. And he brought them back to Lanka. When he arrived in Lanka, he was giving gifts to his wives and different people there. And Vibhishan, his younger brother, didn't really want anything because he's a devotee. But then Vibhishan saw those deities. And he said, oh Bodo Bhai, big brother Ravan, I'd like those deities. Could I have those deities? Ravan's a demon. Yeah, what do I want? Any deities? You have them? Go ahead. So he gave them to Vibhishan. Vibhishan worshipped them for 100 years. During that time, it's said that Ravan kidnapped Sita and took her back to Lanka. And then Lord Ramachandra, he made friends with Sugriva and Hanuman and Jambavan, and he massed a great army of Anuras, monkeys. And they came and they attacked Lanka after building a bridge. And he defeated Ravan in battle and killed him. And then after his brother was killed, then Vibhishan came out of the city with the key to the city, so to speak, to welcome Lord Ramachandra. You please come, be our guest. You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Ramachandra refused. No. I made a promise to my father that I would go to the forest. I can't go to the city until these 14 years of exile are up. So he refused. So Vibhishan said, well, we have to give you some gifts. So he gave him so much gold and wealth, and he gave him these deities of Ananta Vasudev. And then Brahma Purana says that Lord Ramachandra took those deities to Ayodhya, and he worshipped them there for some time. And then before he left this world, the Brahma Purana says that Lord Ramachandra gave those deities to Varuna, the god of the water. And it said in Brahma Purana that Varuna gave them to Krishna. It doesn't say when. Maybe he gave them when Krishna's father, Nanda Baba, was kidnapped by the servants of Varuna. Krishna went there. Gopal Champo Jiva Goswami says Krishna was very, very angry. Nanda Baba was chanting his Gayatri mantra, standing in the Jamuna, and he was thinking of Krishna. And he was in Samadhi. And the servants of Varuna came. They thought it was the wrong time for him. It was actually the right time. They didn't know the rules. But they took him away for punishment. He was in Samadhi. He didn't even break his consciousness. He was still completely absorbed. And they took him to the abode of Varuna. And he stayed there, and Krishna arrived. Krishna was very angry. They said, we'll give you your father back, no problem. And Krishna went there. His father was still in Samadhi, still thinking of Krishna. And Krishna brought him to external consciousness. And Nanda Maharaj said, Krishna, how did you come here to the Jamuna? And he looked around. Where am I at? What's going on? And Varuna felt very bad. He gave so many gifts to Krishna. So perhaps at that time, Varuna may have given that deity to Krishna. So that deity is still there today. Become a little confused, and there's so many, many stories. Sometimes we may take 1 week or 5-6 hours a day to tell all the stories just about Bhubaneswar. There's so many things to tell. There's another special place here, which is known as the Bhubaneswar Temple or the Lingaraj Temple. He's Bhubaneswar. He's also known as Krithivas Ishwara, or the Lord of Krithi and Vasa. And there's an interesting story, which is very relevant to this Dham in that regard, that when Lord Shiva came here, he came with his wife Parvati, and she was wandering around in the forest in the form of a Gopalini, a gopi, taking care of different cows. And one day, there's no one there in the forest, she came across two really low-class guys. Their names were Krithi and Basa. And they were two sons of a demon whose name was Drumila. And this Drumila, he'd worship Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva offered him a benediction. He requested that, I want two sons that cannot be killed by any man or by any weapon. And so Shiva said, yes, Tatastu, so be it. And so he had those two sons, Krithi and Basa. And so when Parvati was walking through the forest and she saw those two brothers, they made some indecent proposal to her. Like many young men today. I think in Mumbai, definitely in America and other places, they said something, you know, hubba hubba baby or whatever it is. Some nasty thing. And Parvati became very hurt. She started crying. She ran away from him because she's a very chaste lady. She went to her husband, Mahadev, Opati, you do something. They offended me. You should go and you should kill them. And Lord Shiva said, yes, dear. I'm very sorry, dear. It's not easy to have Mahamaya as your wife. He said, but I can't kill them. I gave a benediction to their father that no man can kill them. But there is something that you can do. And he whispered something in Parvati's ear. The next day, Parvati went back to the same place. And she saw those two brothers, and this time she started smiling at them. She and the two brothers became very, very, very excited. And Parvati, she told him, she said, you know, last night, I couldn't sleep all night. I was just thinking of the two of you. And how handsome you are. And how badly I want to marry you. I can't control myself. The two brothers were very, yes, very, very good. Very good day. She said, but Ami Durbhagya. I'm very, very unfortunate. And they said, why? She said, because there's no man who will marry me. Why? Oh, I'm a very stupid girl. I made a very silly vow when I was just a little girl. And because of that vow, no one wants to marry me. What is that vow? Well, I made a vow that I won't marry any man except for that man that I put my foot on his shoulder. And no man wants to have his shoulder, have his wife put her foot on his shoulder. These two fellows were not overly bright. Krishna says in the Gita, People who are very lusty, they have no brain. So that's like Priti and Basa. So they said to me, like, they both got down on their hands and knees. Put your foot here. Put your foot here. So Parvati, she said, tee hee hee. Like a little girl. And she very gingerly, very gently, she put one foot out on one shoulder and another foot on the other shoulder. You may know the word guru in Sanskrit. Guru means heavy. So Parvati Devi, she's guru. She suddenly manifested a very amazing form called Tri Bhuvaneshwari, as heavy as the three worlds. And she crushed those two demons underneath her feet and killed them. I'll pass around a magazine with a picture of Parvati Devi. In a minute, you can see maybe the picture on the left side. But Parvati, she's killing his two demons, Priti and Basa. That's on page 41. You can pass it around. This is in one of our previous magazines about Bhuvaneshwar. So that place where she did that, that's known as Devi Pada Tirtha. It's right across from the Lingaraj temple. And there's a picture of that on page 48 in this very nice magazine. On top, you can see the lake on top. It's called Devi Pada Tirtha. And it's a Tirtha, the sacred place of Devi's Pada, her feet, where she killed these two demons and she crushed them so good. She just crushed them into the water. She made a lake there underneath her feet. After she did that, she became a little sleepy. And she laid down to go to sleep. And Lord Shiva is thinking, I have such a nice wife. She's Vaishnavi Devi. So he went there and he started giving some massage to Parvati's legs and feet. Then Parvati, she woke up and she said, hey, what are you doing? You're my pati, you're my prabhu. I should be giving you a massage. You shouldn't be massaging me. And Lord Shiva said, no, no, no. You're a Vaishnavi. There's no harm. She became a little shy. And she said, well, if you want to do something for me, really, I'm very thirsty. I need something to drink. So Lord Shiva said, yes. Now, if Lord Shiva is going to give you something to drink, it's going to be very special, especially for his wife. So he called for all the sacred rivers. You come here. And he sent Nandi, the bull, to go and collect water from all the sacred rivers. And they all sent some drop. And that Bindu, drops of water, became known as Bindu Sarovar, the sacred lake here in Bhuvaneshwar. All the lakes came except for Kaveri. There's an interesting story about that. When Nandi finally got to the Kaveri, there was no place left to ride. All the sacred rivers were all over Nandi's horns and head and back and tail and hooves and legs and everywhere. There's only one place left to ride, and that was on Nandi's genitals. And Kaveri Devi, she was a little shy. She's a lady, I don't want to ride in that place. But she thought, this is a big problem. If I tell this to Nandi and it gets back to Lord Shiva that I'm disobeying him, Lord Shiva becomes very angry. So she thought, she said, oh, I'm very sorry, but I'm a lady and it's my time of the month. And I'm in an unclean condition, so I can't go now. Please forgive me. Can you please explain to Lord Mahadev? So Nandi said, yes. And he went back to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva said, so you have all the sacred rivers? Yes, because we have all the sacred rivers. Oh, except for Kaveri Devi. It's her time of the month. She couldn't come. So Lord Shiva, he's Trikalagya. He knows everything. You can't hide from him. He understood that actually Kaveri Devi was telling a little lie. So then he cursed her. She will always stay in an unclean condition. She'll always be in that situation for her whole life. Well, you imagine, you don't know if you have some sisters or mothers, they can tell you that's not a very nice thing for a lady. So Kaveri, she was very horrified when she heard this. And very quickly she came running to Lord Shiva and she cried, fell at his feet, please forgive me. Lord Shiva said, okay, You come here 2 days a month and you take bath here and then you'll be purified from this thing. So she did like that. So Lord Shiva was very happy. He told Parvati, see, I brought you some very nice water to drink. And Parvati looked at him, she said, I want to drink water from a well. Now, you may not be able to understand this, but those of you who are married, you'll understand. Or you'll get married later on. Huh? Ladies, they have this right. God has given them this right. You can't complain. They have the right to be fickle, a little fickle. And they're serving their husband so nicely and so long, you can't complain. So Lord Shiva, he said, yes, dear, right away, dear. So he took his tree shula, and he went and he stuck it in the ground. And that place became known as Shankarvapi. There's also a picture of Shankarvapi on page 40. This magazine, right underneath the picture of Bindu Sarovar. You see, this Shankarvapi is at a famous temple here in Bhubaneswar known as Kedar Gauri. And there's another interesting story about that temple we won't tell you today, but some other time. So, Parvati Devi, she was very happy, she drank that water. That water, by the way, Gorgovinda Maharaj is bringing to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was liking that water. That water from Shankarvapi, they say if you have any stomach problems, if you drink that water, then all your stomach problems will go away. And Gorgovinda Maharaj was bringing that water to Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan. Prabhupada's very last days in October when he was getting ready to leave this world. And Prabhupada was telling him, how is everything in Bhubaneswar? Prabhupada said, I'm going to come there. I'm planning to come to Bhubaneswar. And later on, when they installed the deity of Prabhupada in Prabhupada's samadhi, Gorgovinda Maharaj told us, he says, well, Prabhupada promised. And the Vaishnava always keeps his word. And Prabhupada came. Prabhupada promised that he would come here. So this place, that temple where that thing happened, there's a special deity, a Parvati Devi, and she's laying down sleeping. And there's a Shiv Linga at her feet, because Lord Shiva Hara, he's doing some Padaseva. And you can see a picture on page 48 of that deity of Parvati Devi laying down with Lord Shiva at her feet. It's on page 48, wherever that magazine's at. And this place is known as Bhavani Shankar. It also has another name, which is Devi Padahara. There's Devi Padatirtha and Devi Padahara. This place is known as Devi Padahara for two reasons. One is given that Devyaha Padehara Yatra means Devi whose feet are served by Hara, Lord Shiva. But another meaning is Devi Padbyam Rakshashayo Pranan Harati Yatra. Hara also means to steal. It means Devi, who is with her two feet, stole away the lives of the demons, Kriti and Vasa. So, many, many stories are here in this place. I want to kind of make a thread and finish our garland of this talk that we began with. So I'd like to come to another little subject, and that is about the deity here of Lingaraj. It's a deity of Lord Shiva. But do you know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking his prasadam? Why was he taking his prasadam? Vaishnavas don't take prasadam of Lord Shiva, since Lord Shiva was cursed by Bhrigu Muni in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam. Vaishnavas won't accept his prasad, but they take prasad here. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explains, because that prasadam offered to Lingaraj is first offered to Ananta Vasudeva. But you know, we found out an interesting thing. They stopped doing that some years ago. But still, many serious Vaishnavas still take the prasadam from Lingaraj. Why is that? So we went and we spoke with the Puja Panda, the Panda who does the service for Lingaraj. And we found out some very little known secrets about that worship. He told us that, according to them, that deity is actually Harihara. And inside that Shiv Linga, they say, is a Shalagram Shila. And when they offer boga, they offer with Gopal mantra, because Gopal likes to eat very much. So that's interesting. But we weren't really sure if that's so correct or not. And then they pointed out, no, you see, outside there's a Nandi Stamba, a Brisha Stamba, and the bowl is there in front of Lord Shiva. But next to Nandi is Garuda. And on top of the temple is a Trishula, like Lord Shiva, a trident. But also along with the Trishula is a Chakra, the symbol of Lord Vishnu. Okay, maybe they just added these things later on. And then later we were reading in Skanda Purana. In the Utkalkanda chapter 12, it's described that when Narad Muni brought Indradyumna Maharaj to Jagannath Puri, he told him, first you have to have darshan of Lingaraj, Mahadev. Okay, whatever we have to do, we'll do some ritual there. So he came and he started worshipping Lingaraj. And then he noticed, Lingam ti bhuvanesham tam mahasnanena pujayan atulam vipimalebe Vishnu Advaita Darshanaha. He saw, oh, this is my Lord Vishnu. This is both Hari and Hara, both Vishnu and Shiva. And Indradyumna Maharaj became very, very happy. So this is one reason why devotees come here to worship Lord Shiva. But there's another reason, an even more confidential reason. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Bhuvaneshwar, he went to all the temples. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, there's Koti Linga, 10 million temples, 10 million lingas in Bhuvaneshwar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited every one of them. It's a lot of temples to go to visit. We don't know how many temples which temples he visited. He says he visited all of them. But only one is mentioned clearly, and that's the Lingaraj temple. And many, many people go there to visit that deity. You may have heard of the Dvadas Lingas. There's 12 famous Lingas with all the different Hindus they go to see, the followers of Lord Shiva. Well, this deity is not one of them. He's not one. He's considered to be, rather, the king of all of them. He's the Lingaraj. So many Hindus come for that reason. And some devotees come because they see him as Harihara. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, in 1922, when he came to Bhuvaneshwar, he revealed something more esoteric about Lingaraj. He got down from the train, and immediately he offered obeisances and began to recite a very beautiful verse written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vrindavanavanipate jaya soma soma mole sanandana sanatana naradeja Gopishvara Braja Vilasi Yugangri Padme Prema Prayatcha Nirupari Namo Namaste. So, oh my dear Lord Shiva, Vrindavanavani Pate Jaya Soma Soma. You are known as Soma because the moon is on your head. But why does he say Soma Soma? Is there some mistake? No. The second Soma means Sa-Uma. And Sunday becomes Soma, huh? With Uma, you're coming, and you're granting entrance to Vrindavan. You're known as Gopishwar Mahadev. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he said that in the consideration of pure Vaishnavas, Sri Bhuvaneshwar Shambhu is most dear to Krishna, and is therefore not different from Krishna. The Rupanuga Vaishnavas consider Sri Bhuvaneshwar to be the form of Sri Gopalini Shakti and pray to him for the service of the divine young couple, Sri Radha Govinda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here first before he went to Puri. But why did he go to Puri? We have to address this question, otherwise it's going to disturb your minds. You should be thinking about this. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri, how he fulfilled his three desires in this place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come to be a deity. He said, Jariyama pratisneha taki sabakar tabi krishna vrati reta naga yivayar. Don't chant my name. That doesn't give me pleasure. I get pleasure when you chant Krishna's name. Follow my instruction. He came as Bhakta Rup. Bhakta Rupa Swarupa come. He came in the mood of a devotee. What is his relevance then in our bhajan? When we do our nam bhajan, we want to think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how he was doing his nam bhajan. And as Prabhuji said, we want to go to Siddhabakul. And Siddhabakul, you'll be very, very fortunate if you go there. You can associate, you can sit down and do japa with a very, very old man. This old man, he's still alive. He's over 500 years old. He's maybe the last living associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one sadhu baba who's staying there. His name is Siddhabakul, in the form of a tree. That baba, that old man, is a tree. That tree was planted by the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. And Haridas Thakur sat under that tree and chanted japa. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, there's many wonderful stories about that tree. You'll hear more about that, I think. But you can go there and associate with that person. And you can think about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. And in that very place, how he put his feet on the chest of Haridas Thakur. And how Haridas Thakur, holding onto the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and looking in Mahaprabhu's face, was chanting and crying, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And he left his body looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu picked him up and cried. He carried his body to the ocean and put him in samadhi. You can think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing that thing. This is our Nam Bhajan. But why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go to Jagannath Puri? This is a very big question. Actually, we want to make a book about this. We give seminars on this. It takes about 5 days, at least 2 or 3 hours each talk, to really explain it. So we're going to say something very briefly. I don't know how well you'll be able to digest it, because if we give you all the sweets in the beginning, you may get some stomach ache. But we'll try. My Guru Maharaj used to say that if you want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to understand Srimati Radharani. So if we want to understand why the son of Mother Sachi came to Jagannath Puri, and why it is in this place he fulfilled his three desires, if we want to understand what is the significance of this place, we have to understand what is Radharani's mood toward the Dham. Garbha Samhita describes that on one occasion, Krishna was approached by the demigods. Om Sahasra Sirsa Purushaha Sahasra Sahasra Bhat Sabhumim Vishvado Vitya Achyatista Dasanguram. Chanting prayers. Oh, please, you come to the earth planet. Relieve the burden. And Krishna said, yes, I'm going. Radharani was sitting next to Krishna. She was just looking down and not saying anything. After those demigods left, Krishna turned to her. And she said, hey, he said, hey, Pranavallabha. Hey, Radhe. Why are you looking so sad? And Radha said, my dear Lord, you're Svatantra. You're independent. And you can do whatever you like. If you want to go to the earth, you can go. No one can stop you. But I have to tell you, if you go and I'm not with you, then I'll die in your separation. And then Krishna very quickly said, no, you'll also come with me. But that also was not good enough for Radharani. And she spoke the following words then. Yatra vrindavanam nasti, yatra no govardhanam nasti, yatra no jamuna nadi, tatra mena manasukha. I have no manasukh, no happiness, with three things, mark it. Three things are not present. The Jamuna River, the Vrindavan Forest, and Govardhan Hill. I have no happiness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, who's come to taste the happiness of Srimati Radharani. So if he wants to taste the happiness of Radha, then why is he going to Jagannath Puri? Why doesn't he go to Vrindavan? That's another subject. It would take us a lot more time. A very interesting thing. Become a little confused. So, in Jagannath Puri, it's a very, very special place. Vrindavan Dham is known as Madhurjamaya Dham. It's a place of Madhurjamaya Leela, the place of very sweet pastimes. Navadvip Dham is a place of Odharjamaya Leela, the place of very munificent, very kind and forgiving, merciful pastimes. So what is Jagannath Puri? In Jagannath Puri, there's Aishvarjamaya Leela. There's great opulence. Lord Jagannath is staying in the Sri Mandir, Lakshmi Devi's place. So this must be why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here. I want to hear, see you raise your hand. How many of you are satisfied with this answer? This is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, because this is the place of Lakshmi Devi. Please raise your hand. No one is satisfied? Then should we say a few more words to explain this? Can we do that? So there's something more here, because we know from Rasa Shastra that Aishvarja Priti Sankuchita, that the nature of opulence and grandeur is, it makes love shrunken. Arjun was a very dear friend of Krishna. They used to wrestle together and eat on the same plate and sleep in the same bed until that day.